Hello, dear friends. This is Moment of Harmony, a proposal founded in the teachings brought by Euripides Barsanulfo to help us harmonize ourselves. We're fully aware that in this life, we are marching towards harmonizing ourselves. And you may be asking, why do we need to harmonize ourselves? Because we come from many lives in which different programs, personalities were created and are still vibrating inside of us in a form of dystonia, defragmented, like a computer. You use it, and then there are pieces, little bits here and there, creating some form of derailment of its main work. So Spiritism brings to us tools to harmonize ourselves, to defragment our minds. We are fragmented. Sometimes people ask me, Vanessa, I think I'm bipolar, or I have multiple personalities. What is it? We would say, we need to study ourselves and see what it is. But on the other hand, we can say there could be spirits connected to us, influencing us. Besides the discarnate spirits or other thoughts we may receive, we have conditionings from the past in this life that are coming along, and it's instinctive. Look at nature. Nature shows to us lessons on the power of conditionings and instinctive nature. It's very powerful. That's why Spiritism comes to invite us to boost our discernment. And you may be asking, how do I boost my discernment? The best way to boost discernment is to use our reasoning. No wonder our dear Allan Kardec wrote that an unshakable faith is founded, solidly based on reasoning. We need to reason it. It's the adult inside of us telling, let me think before I take action. Let me observe what I'm feeling. Let me calm down the inner criticism. Let me calm down the criticism beyond myself. So we are being invited tonight to boost this discernment to live a more fulfilled life. Shall we? So tonight the message by Euripides Barsanulfo is the following. My brothers and my sisters, peace to your hearts. The true meaning of love is sometimes obscured by the shadows of personalism. In fact, the exaltation of personality is the most serious obstacle to the execution of the program outlined in the route of spiritual development. What to think of the idle individual who indefinitely holds the opportunities of the way and in the safe of the comfort zone? In the safety of the comfort zone. The same does to the active worker who allows him or herself to stay sometimes under the invitation and the fresh ramification. One does not understand charity without love, and one does not conceive love without patience and understanding. Much will be requested to whom was given much. The warning is once more for you, like the salvation call of the clarion. Our duty is to promote the awakening of the hearts to God. May you truly awaken to the high sense of love, the one that saves. The endless beauties of consciences in peace are the glorious halo of those who understand love in the legitimate practice of the Christian principles. To exemplify the saving principles that enlighten our understanding is our immediate duty as immortal spirits. We are the servants of the last hour, on whom the workers of the first hour thoroughly their look descend towards us. They need to see and to feel the existence of the ideals that we espouse through the lenses of our example. Let us then seek the constant support of the Master in prayer and vigilance. Friends, Euripides Barsanulfo, the educator, tells us our duty is to promote the awakening of the hearts to God. May we truly awaken the higher sense of love. So let's put a pause here, because he begins by talking about the true meaning of love, which is obscured by our ego. But that's not the ego in psychology. The ego we're referring to here is what we call selfishness and pride. It's when we think ourselves are more important. We are more important than the world. The world is revolving around us. You see, let's give an example, and that's an exercise for us in the next 24 hours. Let us step in any place, in a spiritist meeting, or the streets. Let's drive our car, not feeling we are the center of the road, not that we are the center of that meeting. Let us just feel that we're part of it. But everybody is important. The sun is the center of the solar system. Each and every planet, though different, they are equally important. We're not the sun. We're the planets of the solar system in our lives. Often, we play as if we were the sun. I am the center. I look at people. They have to say hi to me. They have to reply my emails as fast as needed. They have to send me messages. They forgot to send me happy birthday. This is us. And these are the petty confusions we create in our families, in our friendship circles, sometimes in the spirit descent. Little things. And we create a huge commotion. Why? Because we're thinking it's our personalism. And we forget about the true meaning of loving the people where we are. We just finished our God at Home before starting this. For those who are not acquainted, the God at Home meeting is an essential element for those who are willing to achieve greater harmony. Create one meeting a week. And by the way, through the course we had Spiritism 101, people participated. And allow me to say, Teresa Castro, I recently saw your email. Beautiful. She did the homework, and I have to share. She created a beautiful flyer about the God at Home that may be quite useful to disseminate the idea. So we're going to talk about it, Teresa, to be able to share the great summary that you put together. Thank you so much, because I think this is going to be needed beyond the headquarters of the Spirit Society of Virginia and Kardec Radio. But we need that type of meeting that allows us in our home to secure. What can you do in that meeting? You pray, you read an inspirational message, and you talk to your family members. We are not going to impose ourselves, but sometimes it's the best time to create harmony and say, I would love if we could communicate this. And then we make peace, hopefully. For the hearts that are easy on the hands of the Christ, it's piece of cake to communicate and find harmony. But as the message says, the true meaning of love is obscured by the shadows of our pride and selfishness, right? When we feel that the inner child needs the attention and is not getting the attention, then we feel hurt. But we shouldn't. We look at the person or whomever is with us, and practice what Emmanuel said in the message tonight at our gospel. We should go another level when we want to serve with the Christ, he says. We should understand, forgive, bless those who are not on the same page with us. Thank you, Teresa. It was a joy, by the way, seeing you in person once again at the beautiful event. I am hoping that pretty soon this week I can give you, you know, talk to you about this flyer on the God at Home that may be benefiting so many people. Thank you. So here is the true meaning of love. Some people say, I don't think I'll ever experience love in my life. Of course not. If our ego is overshadowing it, we won't. So to experience love doesn't depend on somebody else. It depends on us. We're childish when we want to be loved. But we are an adult when we want to love. Therapeutic exercise for us, huh? A beautiful one. In these next 24 hours, let us exercise this step forward. How can I love more the people that I encounter? Don't calculate. Oh, but I shouldn't love this person because I don't even know. Well, they are children of God too. You may not know them. And loving them doesn't mean giving them a hug if you don't know them. It doesn't mean giving them a kiss. No, it means wishing them well. Sometimes it doesn't happen in our families. I see parents who are challenged by their children and they start hating their children. How are we gonna love a stranger in the street if we don't love the one we're living under the same roof? And it's on parents to give the first step. Some parents come to me and say, but my teenager say, I understand. It's tough. But you came first. You need to love first. You came first as a parent. It's your duty to learn to love first. And Jesus says, those who love do not demand, they transform. Because we love. We're talking parents and children because there is a duty before parents guiding their children. And I see nowadays many parents behaving like children, expecting that their children are going to be understanding, easygoing, and the parents are rebellious, they're difficult, they're defiant, they're challenging, it's not going to happen. Jesus gave us the recipe. Those who came first. Talking about who came first, those who came first needed to exemplify first. That's precisely what Euripides Barsanulfo is telling us. He says, we are those who came in the last hour. Jesus has been calling us because this is a planet that he was designing for us with a Christ-like group of spirits. And he invited us, come, live here. It's like you build a house and you invite people to live in your house. And then they start playing their own rules and you say, excuse me, but I invited you to be here because we have these rules and you can live here, but you need to fulfill this. And often we don't. We're still rebellious. And he has been calling and calling, and we have been saying, yeah, I can live in your house, but my rules. And Euripides Barsanulfo is saying, we are those who came in the last call. The train's gonna depart. And then we boom, on the train. And now we're like, what do I do? And those who were there since the first call. Okay, Professor Euripides Barsanulfo. Joana de Angelis. Mary Magdalene. Peter, John, James, Luke, and Paul of Tarsus, and others. They depend on you and I too. Because they are working with the Master. And the Professor Euripides Barsanulfo reveals something that we are not acquainted probably. That they keep looking at us, expecting that we come to fulfill the proposal of the Christ. Otherwise, we are creating an unsettlement on the planet. Today I was listening to a beautiful talk by Louise Hay, and I shared on my Facebook page. I recommend it. And she shares something that is fascinating. Many people say they believe in peace, but they say, well, but war is needed. Otherwise, how are we going to keep our boundaries, etc., etc.? And she concludes, if you think you believe in peace, but you believe war is necessary, actually, you are one of the people contributing to this war mentality on the earth. And according to the superior spirits in Spiritism, Louise Hay is right. André Louis tells us, clear cut, that there are only two frequencies we can attune with. Constructive mental currents, beautiful thoughts, beautiful feelings, beautiful actions, beautiful vibrations. Or destructive mental currents. Negativity, slander, criticism, bad manners, roughness, cruelty. At each and every second, we're being asked to either join that frequency of constructiveness or destructiveness. It's up to us. Your will. But we pay a price. We may sleep well, allowing the flow of the good to go through us, or sleep, or not even sleep, because we're connected to anger, to selfishness, envy, jealousy, etc., etc., etc. Our beautiful Rihanna is saying to us, our children, when we're talking about parents and children, right? Our children are our mirror. By the way, Rihanna, I don't understand the whole nine yards of the language, but of the program that your daughter is doing, right? The Our Father book, and it's beautiful. Congratulations. What a beautiful idea. Congratulations. Thank you, Rose, for joining this beautiful frequency that we are living together in this 11th hour of the day here. And we are enlightening ourselves by staying here in this moment every day. We're exercising this consistency of practicing. No matter what happens, we are focusing on the good, seeking the good. And Professor Eurípides Barçanufo tonight says, consistency-wise, let us seek the constant support of the Master. So that's the second question for us. Do you seek the constant support of the Master? Or do you leave it just for when you're feeling good? Because he says, no, we should do it every day, all the time. Like the exercise yesterday, like a flower surrendering to the sunlight in prayer. That's why he says here to us, let us seek the constant support of the Master in prayer and vigilance. But you know, in between the lines, analyzing this very sentence and statement by Professor Eurípides Barçanufo, he is telling you and I that Jesus is constantly supporting us. Now breathe in and out. Feel it. Right now, I don't know how, but I know, and you know, that Jesus, our Master, is supporting us in every second of our days. Like a diligent parent with a little infant. The infant is crying and the parent is there. The infant is sleeping, the parent is around. The infant is eating and they are there supporting. That's Jesus with us. In the book, Evolution into Worlds, André Luiz shows to us since the first moment we were created, way before we were doing internships in the human kingdom, we were being carefully tutored by super superior spirits, if I may say this way. And they've never, each and every step, we have been guided, protected by a beautiful teamwork effort with the Christ on the earth. So he's telling us, the educator, let's feel ourselves in Professor Eurípides Barçanufo classroom, shall we? And he's telling us with his beautiful invitational voice, he's telling us, let us seek the constant support of the Master in prayer and vigilance. Prayer we did yesterday, but today we need to reinforce our vigilance. What is it? To observe our shadows. What are the things in me that are obscuring the true love of God inside of me? What is it? Observe it. When I look at somebody and the person doesn't give what I expect, breathe in and out and ask yourself, why should I have that expectation? Because I am the most important person in the room? Because if I am learning and serving, I get out of the center of the universe. I allow others to be in the center. And if we do that exercise, which requires great vigilance, great awareness, we will solve lots of problems in our lives. And this reminds me of a cute song of a cartoon Virginia watches. Problem solved, the problem is solved. We solved the problem, everything is awesome. Problem solved. If we just get out of the center of the universe and say, how can I learn right now? How can I serve better? I will solve lots of problems that are created by my own egotism. This is Professor Oedipus Barsanuvo teaching us tonight the secrets of a good, well-lived life. Let's not enhance our personality. Let us not ask for others to bring us red carpet, because that's only for the Oscars, and the Oscars are gone. They happened last Sunday. We didn't watch it, and even if you watched it, that happens only in Hollywood. In our daily lives, we don't need red carpet. All we need is really to allow the loving force of God through us to shine and learn and serve everyone around. Euripides Barsanuvo then says, our duty is to promote the awakening of the hearts to God. That's our duty. The duty of the high spirits, and once we are awake, we shall awake with our example. Shall we? So let's do these exercises during these next 24 hours. And if you're listening to us on demand, please feel the hug, because now I'm giving a hug to Rudy. Thank you, Rudy, for the light. A hug to Silvio Tero. Big hug to you, my friend. To Alan Cortes. Thank you so much, Alan. A hug to Rose Nevsgrig. How are you? A hug to Rihanna, Nico, and Felicia, and the granddaughter. A hug to Teresa Castro. A hug to my brother Fred Gouveia. A hug to Lisa Telles. A hug to my friend, also Angelita. A hug to Maria Silva. A hug to Nora Brasil. To Raquel Baqueche. To my friend Narciso. To my dear Patricia Guiri. To Sarah Lancaster, to my dear Paula, to Anna from Alabama. How are you, Anna? Big hug to my friend and brother Adilson, to my dear sister of the heart, Julisha, to Katia, to Sunshine, beautiful Sunshine. A big hug to my sister, Andrea Torres. And, you know, our dear Sunshine is saying, let us forgive and serve more. Jesus' recommendation in one of the books we studied. Exactly, Sunshine. Thank you so much. The more we practice this mindset, the more we go forward. And Tiago, big hug to you, Tiago, as well. So friends, Euripides Barsanuvo is calling us today or tonight, depending on the time you're listening to this or watching it, to get rid of the shadows of personalism. By doing what? Seeking the constant support of the Master in prayer and vigilance. After all, you are loved by God. God loves you, and you know it. So rejoice. A big hug to all of you, and until tomorrow, God willing.